This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Saudi Arabian officials said Sunday two children were hurt and 14 homes damaged as Saudi forces intercepted ballistic missiles fired across the border by Yemeni rebels, scattering debris over an eastern city. The attack took place Saturday and was the latest in a series by the Iran-backed Houthi rebels who control almost all of Yemen's north. Saudi Arabia intervened in Yemen's war on behalf of the internationally recognized government in 2015, shortly after the Houthis seized Yemen's capital. A Houthi spokesman said in a video the rebels launched a series of missile and drone attacks on so-called vital installations, including military bases and facilities of Saudi oil giant Aramco. A Saudi official told AFP that the rebels' claims were baseless. No immediate comment was available from Aramco. There's been an uptick in attacks in recent weeks in the several years-long war. Pope Francis said on Sunday he was praying that many countries take Afghan refugees, and in an apparent reference to the Taliban's past restrictions on schooling for women, said it's essential that young Afghans receive an education. Hundreds of people gathered in St. Peter's Square for his weekly blessing, while thousands of evacuated Afghans are waiting in so-called transit hubs in third countries such as Qatar, Germany, and Italy. Thousands of others are trying to leave via land crossings with neighboring countries such as Pakistan. The pontiff also offered his prayers for the United States and after Hurricane Ida killed dozens in Louisiana and in the northeast states as it made landfall a week ago. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.